This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. And, well...
Yeah, it's a little pregnant pause there, Daryl.
It was, and I had like five different things that I wanted to say, and none of them wanted to.
Which one am I going to use? Should I use this one? Should I use this one? But instead, we in radio call that dead air. But there wasn't much of it. It was a millisecond.
There was the music. So
there
was. It wasn't completely.
It wasn't dead air. It was wounded air.
Yes.
Okay.
Something like that. But you are free to join us live and talk. Because that's what the show is, Free Talk Live. And if you're not talking, that's not good.
Then we have that dead air problem.
Yeah.
But we're not going to have that tonight, Daryl. We're going to have good phone calls. We're going to have interesting stories.
We do have some interesting stories. Chris, you've got one about the West Virginia State House apparently voted to impeach the entire Supreme Court.
I call that a good start.
But before we get to that, let's start in, well, a place that should probably be impeached. New York City. And I don't know how you impeach an entire city, but can we figure out a way to do it?
I think we strongly support New York City's secession from the United States. I think I am 100% behind the secession movement that may not even exist, but I am encouraging people out there that if you want to run your particular city like a socialist hellhole, then secession is the right thing for you.
See, I thought you were talking more along the lines of a forced secession, which is what happened to Singapore back in, what was it, 1965?
I was one year old, Daryl, so no, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, like today is the anniversary of Singapore's forced independence.
Oh, so that's why you would know that today. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
well, that
popped
that
up
makes
in
sense.
My Facebook memories where I had shared something a few years ago about, oh yes, this is the independent state of the only country that was ever forced to be independent, and the scenario there was some kind of thing to where Malaysia didn't want Singapore in the country anymore, and they restructured the form of government, and Singapore, you're no longer part of us. Congratulations.
Yay, congratulations.
Yeah.
Do you ever look at your Facebook memories and think, wow, nobody ever posts stuff like this? I'm not saying I'm a unique person, but in my circle of friends, you know, outside of sort of the Liberty community, a lot of my friends would never even consider some of the ideas that I like to post, and I think people should at least consider things like secession.
Yes. So let's talk about why we're talking about forced secession of New York City, or possibly, you know, just allowing them to secede if they want to. Not that either of us know of any secession movements for New York City to become a wholly independent place. I know that there's, you know, some level of New York City seceding from the rest of New York State and becoming its own state.
Really?
Along with Long Island. Yes.
Huh. I thought it was everywhere else wanted to get away from New York City, but that's
interesting.
I think
it's a little of both.
So if you do this, we're not really going to complain too much if it's successful.
Yeah, let's jump into the story here. The New York City Council on Wednesday voted to cap the number of licenses for ride-hailing services such as Uber and Lyft, capping them for 1 year, dealing a blow to the companies that have relied on the largest U.S. metro area for a major source of revenue.
Unreal.
The first such cap by any major U.S. city was part of a package of measures that also includes setting a minimum wage for drivers.
So here's a word I'd like to use for this, a response. And I'll use it in a sentence.
All right.
Uber and Lyft are a response to excessive occupational licensing requirements by cities, states, and governments.
Yes.
To explain that, what that means is when you set the bar for entry so high that nobody can just be their own cab company. They can't say, you know what, I got a car, I don't have a job, I think I'll drive my car, I think I'll pick people up, and I'll take them where they need to go for money. The licensing requirements in New York are insane. It will cost you, I'm guessing, millions of dollars to acquire a license company if you wanted to do as a
medallion.
Well, just say you want to start a new company.
Available.
So there's no medallion, so you can't just do what I just described.
Correct.
And if anybody's been to New York City and if anybody's ever waited on cabs or tried to hail cabs, it's not always the easiest thing to do. I've waited 10, 20, 30 minutes. So along comes this idea that people could just, you know, sort of be their own contractors, drive their own cars, and solve a problem, which is a lack of transportation that New York City has. Why? Because they have set the bar so high to get licensed.
The article from Reuters says the package, which was opposed by major ride-hailing companies, surprise, surprise, is aimed at reducing traffic congestion and increasing driver paychecks in the wake of the explosive growth of for-hire vehicles.
Oh, my God.
The drop in incomes, according to the New York Taxi Workers Alliance, is said to have demoralized many drivers, leading to 6 suicides among cab and livery drivers in recent months.
Livery?
Livery, livery, what's the difference?
I think it's livery.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's one of those words that you only ever see in writing.
Because nobody ever talks about.
Yes.
I think I need to get home, so let me find a livery driver.
Yes. New York Mayor Bill de Blasio has said he intends to sign the bill, which would start the 12-month period where no new for-hire vehicle licenses would be issued, with the exception of wheelchair-accessible vehicles. He said in a statement, this action will stop the influx of cars contributing to congestion, grinding our streets to a halt.
I'm sorry, I've been to Manhattan. This is not the Manhattan I remember at all. What I remember is waiting outside when it's cold, when it's raining, waiting 20 minutes to an hour for a cab. It's insane.
I can't say that I've ever tried to hire a cab when I've been in New York City, but the traffic is always ridiculous.
It's insane. My New York City experiences mostly predate Uber. You know, so I was there before, and now I've been to other cities, not New York, because I don't go back to New York unless I have to, where Uber is such a great alternative,
right.
You know, and that's what this is about. What this is government eliminating your choice. This is saying, no, you don't get to decide who you hire. You have to hire who we say you're allowed to hire, and that's it.
Right, and this piece of legislation seems to have the backing of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, as well as, and I forget the name of the union, but it's mentioned somewhere in this article, and they say that the number of ride-hailing vehicles operating in the city has jumped from about 12,600 in 2015 to 80,000 this year, according to that New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, whereas 14,000 yellow cabs are currently in operation in the city.
What does that tell us? Does that tell us that we've got plenty of yellow cabs to go around?
No, it tells us that the cabs aren't doing a sufficient job.
Right.
And they're probably not doing a good job.
Right.
And they're probably charging too much.
Yes. Ding, ding, ding. You win, Daryl.
The effort to cap the services in New York, Uber's largest market, was opposed by Uber, Lyft, and Via. Via is a service that I had not heard of prior to reading this article. And they go into a little bit of detail later in the article about what Via is. Uber issued a statement saying the city's 12-month pause on new vehicle licenses will threaten one of the few reliable transportation options while doing nothing to fix the subways or ease congestion. Now, I forget what podcast I was listening to a couple of days ago, and there's more to this article from Reuters. But I was listening to a podcast a couple days ago where they were talking about some kind of proposal to remove the subways altogether and turn the current little tube things into streets for autonomous vehicles.
Okay. Sure. So how many millions of billions of dollars will that cost?
A bunch. Yep. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses on the setup page, and then load the app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. Again, 855-450-3733. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about New York City. Not because it's a wonderful place, but because, well, their city council decided to do something that, yeah, it doesn't really surprise me the New York City Council would do. They voted to put a cap on the number of licenses for ride-hailing services. We'll jump back into that story here in just a moment. But this November, I will be in New York City for a few days running the New York City Marathon. No, it's not going to take me a couple of days to run the marathon. I'm just going to be there a couple days prior. That way I'm not, you know, traveling in the night before, being all tired, etc. And I'm running as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization in the United States to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. 2018 has already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients, and they've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. I'm raising funds for the Innocence Project. You can donate through run.freetalklive.com, and all of the money donated through run.freetalklive.com goes directly to the Innocence Project. I've already met the goal, the minimum goal that I need to secure the spot on Team Innocence Project. I'm currently at about $4,400. I would love to get to $5,000. run.freetalklive.com. So jumping back into the article here from Reuters, again, the New York City Council has voted to cap the number of licenses for ride-hailing vehicles. The New York City Taxi and Limo Commission says that there's about 80,000 ride-hailing vehicles operating in the city compared to 14,000 yellow cabs. And Uber said that this is going to threaten one of the few reliable transportation options while doing nothing to fix the subways or to ease congestion. Lyft issued a statement saying these sweeping cuts to transportation will bring New Yorkers back to an era of struggling to get a ride, particularly for communities of color and those in the outer boroughs. VIA, which operates shared rides with established stops, hopes the city will make an exception for carpools, which they say will reduce congestion and provide drivers with the most money.
Why aren't these good ideas? This is when I look to government officials and go, you're so not interested in addressing real problems. What you are interested in doing is protecting certain groups who face challenges in their employment, like really lousy taxi cab drivers.
Right. The taxis have a really good, strong union.
Right.
That has a lot of lobbying influence over the city council.
Right.
Whereas the drivers for Uber, Lyft, and this thing called VIA that I had not ever heard of before.
Sounds like a good idea.
They don't necessarily have that organized lobbying effort behind them.
Right. So, again, this is a case of it's protectionism. It's trying to garner votes through policy. I mean, this is the exact opposite of what anyone should expect out of a responsible, caring government.
Right. And last night we talked about the sandwich makers petition in San Francisco. It's not actually called the sandwich makers petition.
That's great, though.
But that's pretty much what it is, where you've got the City Council of San Francisco following the lead of neighboring Mountain View in putting some kind of legislation forth saying that if you have a tech company, you can't have an on-site cafeteria that gives free food to employees because we have to make sure that the employees are going out and buying food from local restaurants.
Dear God in heaven.
It's basically the sandwich makers petition.
Right, and for those not familiar with that, that is Daryl's homage to Frederick Bastiat, who wrote a pamphlet called The Law. And I highly recommend anyone out there, if you have never read The Law by Frederic Bastiat. It's remarkable. It was written in 1850, I believe, or shortly before he died.
48, I believe?
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, so 48. I think he died in 1850.
Yeah.
But a brilliant piece that has become
centered. He also authored one of the greatest pieces of satire of all time called The Candlemaker's Petition.
Thank you. And that was Daryl's homage.
Yeah.
So outstanding, Daryl.
Continuing here in an email to nearly 5 million New Yorkers last month, Uber said that riders would face higher prices, longer wait times, and less service in the city's outer suburbs by drivers. The New York Taxi Workers Alliance, an 18,000-member union representing the city's taxi drivers, hailed the city council's vote as a victory. They posted on their website, quote, New York City is the first in the country to enact drivers' demands into legislation.
Congratulations. What are you looking for?
A cookie. I think they want a cookie.
You win the race to the bottom. You have performed the stupidest thing in the recent history of capitalism. And I'll say that, or not capitalism, excuse me, this is socialism we're talking about. This is socialism. You are not allowing markets to work. You are using government to control the means of production. In this case, the means of getting a person from point A to point B. You're picking winners and losers. All these things are wrong. You should know this.
Last month, the CEO of Uber and the president of Lyft both addressed the traffic congestion complaints at a tech conference in Aspen, Colorado. They said they are trying to broaden their services by reducing reliance on cars, which can be seen in Uber's acquisition of Jump Bikes and a deal with Lime Scooters. Lyft has acquired the Motivate bike sharing company. They have also pledged to make half of their trips carpools with multiple passengers by the year 2020. So,
yeah.
Thoughts here, other than, like, you know, New York City Council shows once again why they're horrible?
I think they're in the running for probably Politburo of the year. Congratulations. You have destroyed one aspect of the free market. You have no understanding of basic economics. You have no concern for consumers, which without consumers, there are no taxis. Those are the people that use taxis, in case you didn't know that. You have basically put lots of people out of the job, and I assume that the New York City and New York State are going to have to pay the welfare and the unemployment for all those people who were driving for Uber.
They're setting a minimum wage for drivers, so everybody's going to be making more money.
Right, and that won't work either, minimum wages just make certain jobs illegal. You can't pay this for that, therefore that job is now illegal.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is hosting a roundtable discussion with governors on prison reform and the First Step Act before Congress.
One of the single most important things we're doing is to help former inmates in creating jobs. We're creating so many jobs that former inmates, for the first time, are really getting a shot at it.
Congressman Chris Collins said Wednesday night he would continue his campaign for re-election and fight federal charges that he used his position with an Australian biotech firm to help his family make an illicit stock trade. USA Radio Network's legal analyst Frederick Penny says even though Collins did not sell any of his stocks, he could still be on the hook for insider trading.
Insider trading is generally very broad. It not only covers the person that may have done some improper trading with inside knowledge, even if it's family or friends or employees.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line. Plus, we also have now not one, not two, but three call-in lines on the Discord.
Three. Wow, so we're getting people stacked up in Discord. That's exciting.
In theory, we could. Now, what you would have to do is, you know, click on either call in line two, or call in line three, assuming that you're on the Discord, and the Discord is basically a series of chat rooms, both regular chat plus audio chat. Now, I think Discord was designed for gamers to be able to communicate, but, you know, it's not limited to gamers. So basically anybody can go to discord.lrn.fm and join. And if you're somebody that winds up becoming a troll, well, there's a special room just for trolls.
It's or if you like
users room.
Yeah, or you like to interact with trolls.
Right, but there are a couple of people that is the only room that they can post in.
Right.
Anybody can see their stuff, but these couple of people are relegated to posting in that troll zone.
Yet they do it. And people come by to see them. Kind of like going to the zoo. Check out the trolls, kids.
Yes. Yeah, and these aren't the fun ones that ask you questions before you're allowed to go into the gap. Discord.lrn.fm. And for anybody that's under the age of, 40, they probably don't get the joke that I just made that's a reference to Mad TV.
I didn't get it from Mad TV, but I figured there was a point in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's the Gap troll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, we had been talking about how New York City has totally wound up screwing the ride-hailing business even more by putting a cap on the number of ride-hailing licenses. Well, let's move a little further south. Chris, you've got a story here from Vox out of, I believe, North Carolina?
North Carolina. So, Daryl, what would be wrong with accepting less money for an reasonably expensive medical procedure? Specifically, let's talk MRIs. MRIs,
those things aren't cheap.
They're not cheap.
Yeah.
So would there be an issue with, I don't know, maybe starting a business where you provide them for less money?
There's probably some kind of legal issue. There shouldn't be a legal issue, but there probably is one.
Correct. And there is one. And this surgeon wants to offer cheap MRIs. The state law is getting in his way. Again, this comes to us from Vox. Dr. Gajendra Singh is suing to overturn North Carolina's, quote, Certificate of Need law. Let's find out what that's all about. Dr. Gajendra Singh walked out of his local hospital's outpatient department last year, having been told an ultrasound for some vague abdominal pain he was feeling would cost $1,200 or so, and decided enough was enough. If he was balking at the price of a routine medical scan, what must people who weren't well-paid medical professionals be thinking?
Now, let's pause right here to say that most people probably don't even know what the MRI costs, because most people have some kind of insurance that will pay a portion of something, assuming that they've, you know, reached their out-of-pocket deductible, something, something, and then there's this thing and that thing, and I'm guessing not everybody gets billed the same for an MRI scan.
There is that, and the thing is that certain things cost certain amounts of money. So in the case of an MRI, there's the cost of a technician, there's a cost of electricity to power this all those massive magnets and things like that that MRIs work off of.
Yes.
And you have to have a doctor who interprets the results of the MRI. So those are all costs.
Right.
But what you have, and I particularly like how you brought up insurance, because when people get an MRI and they're insured and they go in and they say, well, don't worry about it, you only have it's a $25 copay for an MRI visit. What this does, kids, and this is a technical economics term, it's called removing price sensitivity.
Right.
And the problem with massive insurance at all levels, and this means, you know, employer-sponsored insurance, which has started out being just a fringe benefit, just, you know, one of those little things that you might offer to a very few employees, to becoming a way of life, and then government saying every employer now must provide insurance.
Not just they must provide insurance, but you can't limit it to the catastrophic something.
Right.
Something.
They've not only done that, they've said you have to cover all these things and there cannot be copays in excess of this and that and so on and so on.
Let's try to draw a parallel between, and there's a lot of people that will say, well, you're already required to buy car insurance. What's the difference between buying medical insurance? Well, with car insurance, you don't get free fill-ups at the gas station. You don't get free oil changes at the Jiffy Lube.
Right. These are routine maintenance issues.
Routine maintenance issues you pay out of pocket for. It used to be, and I'm going to sound like one of those grouchy old men that yells, get off my lawn.
Back in my day.
But it used to be that when you went to the doctor, you paid for the doctor visit.
Yes.
And yes, it might have been $50, $75, whatever.
Yeah.
Now, most people have a copay of probably $25 to $50 that's basically the same thing as what the charge used to be.
Right.
But because there's all of these laws governing the way things get billed, the doctors wind up doing extra tests to make sure that they get compensated. an appropriate amount.
And you've introduced new players into this. So there are new insurance companies where there were no insurance companies before.
There's also the people that will go to the doctor for every tiny routine thing. Where it used to be, if I've just got a sniffle, I'll stay home from work for 2 days.
I'm not spending $50 on that. It's a flu. I'm going to get over it. No big deal.
Yeah.
But the price sensitivity question, that to me is what the root problem is when we don't care because we have insurance. We don't care how much things cost because it's only this much. Then nobody up the chain has a reason to care either.
Right.
So as insurance, as hospitals begin to increase the cost of the MRIs that they provide, because of insurance, because they can, Daryl.
Right.
They can charge $10,000 for one, and if the guy's insured, then the insurance company's going to go, I'll tell you what, we'll pay you $5,000, and we'll charge the insurance. You know, we'll make it all work out.
Right.
This is why you have this ridiculous escalation in the cost of not health care, but health care insurance.
And let's make a different comparison here to just sort of drive home the point that, you know, price has just sort of gone out the window to where nobody thinks about it anymore.
Right.
If I say, Chris, go buy some groceries, and you've got to pay out of pocket for your groceries.
Right.
You're going to shop differently than if I say, Chris, go buy some groceries. Doesn't matter what you get. It's on me.
No, there's a $25 copay.
You've got to pay $25.
But get as much as you want.
But get whatever you want. You're getting steaks. You're getting some lobsters. You're getting escargot, some caviar. I don't even know if you like caviar.
I'll learn to like it, Daryl. I'll learn.
You're getting all of the expensive stuff, and you're loading your grocery cart full.
Right. Absolutely.
Because price incentive has gone out the window.
Yes.
You're not paying for it.
I don't care. And that's what, and we talk about insurance like it is a beneficial thing. And there are certainly benefits to insurance. But there's this other aspect that people insurance know of, and that is called moral hazard. The concern that by insuring something at a certain level, you will introduce quirks and circumstances that you would have never thought of before.
Yes, and we'll jump into that and continue with this article from Vox, plus your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. That is the toll-free call-in line where you can call in and join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Chris.
And we're talking about how governments at various levels, particularly the things tonight are at the municipal and state level, although federal government also controlling some of these things as well, but let's talk about something that is not controlled by governments, and that would be cryptocurrencies. Specifically, want to tell you about Zencash, which is an end-to-end encrypted system that uses zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash recently rolled out Supernodes. No, Supernodes aren't a node that you put a cape on. Supernode is a node that you stake more Zen into. Secure nodes have 42 Zen staked to them. Supernodes have 500. And the supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. So check it out. Learn more. Zencash.com. Zencash.com. And the official Zencash wallet, it's available for multiple platforms. So it's not just a command line running on some obscure version of Linux. Like, they have actual GUI wallets for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Zencash.com.
See, I like those command line DOS versions, DOS-looking things.
10, go to 20.
But it is good that they're continuing to develop. That's all good news. So we've been talking about this surgeon in North Carolina that went in to he was told he needed an ultrasound, and he was told it would cost $1,200 or so. So he was inspired. The Indian-born surgeon, Gajendra Singh, decided he would open his own imaging center in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and charge a lot less.
All right. Sounds good.
So far, so good.
Yeah, it's one of those things to where the burger chain, you know what? we're going to sell burgers for a dollar, and we'll make more money because we're selling for less, and then we make money on quantity.
Absolutely. Singh launched his business in August and decided to post his prices as low as $500 for an MRI on a banner outside the office building and on his website. There was just one barrier to fully realizing his vision, a North Carolina law that he and his lawyers argue essentially gives hospitals a monopoly over MRI scans and other services.
Oh, yes, the Certificate of Need.
Singh ran into the state's, quote, Certificate of Need, unquote, law, which prohibited him from buying a permanent MRI machine, which meant his office couldn't always offer patients one of the most important imaging services in medicine. He has resorted to renting a mobile MRI machine a couple of days a week, but it will cost him a lot more over time than a permanent machine would, and 5 days a week, his office can't perform MRIs.
So, Chris, the Certificate of Need law.
It's a new one on me, Daryl. Do you know you've heard this term
oh,
before?
Oh, yes, I have heard this term before, and it's something
hospitals.
That, yes.
Yeah, okay, now I know.
It's something that Dr. Mary Ruart has written about in Healing Our World, and she's probably written about it in other places as well.
Great book, highly recommended.
It's this law that exists, largely at the request of existing hospitals that say, no, 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 government, don't just let anybody open a medical facility.
Couldn't have that.
You have to ask us if the community needs a medical facility.
And then we'll give you a certificate for it, and we'll call that certificate a
Certificate of Need.
Gotcha.
Right,
okay.
So if we, the current doctors and hospital operators in the area determine that we are sufficiently serving the community, then we're going to say that, no, we don't need any additional medical practitioners.
Oh, we...
And you, Mr. Singh or Dr. Singh, you are not allowed to open a medical facility because we have determined that we don't need your service.
And we don't need any more competition.
Yeah,
oh,
that's...
Who
that's
said that?
Basically...
Who said, Smith, on the end, shut up. We didn't want to hear that.
Yeah.
But that's the case. It basically picks winners and losers, and it just says that it's not only rigging it so it's really expensive to get into business. This is government policy that just says, no. No, you can't do that.
Right, so imagine if this Certificate of Need applied to industries other than hospital.
How about a plumber?
Oh, I was going to think of something that people do several times a day, and that would be eat.
Well, you could do either one. The one has something to do with the other one at
right,
a later
well,
time.
Most people aren't hiring a plumber every day.
Then let me go through my example, then you go through your example. We implement here in the city of Keene, New Hampshire, certificates of needs for plumbers. So every time some new plumber wants to come and start their own plumbing company, then we're just going to say, we don't need any more plumbers. Eventually, the city begins to grow in size. A number of plumbers decide that they want to retire. And what happens to the cost of plumbers? How much is their, what happens to their hourly rate? Now they know that nobody else can come in and take their business. Their rates go up. Their
right.
prices go up. The level of service goes down
right.
because they're protected. Nobody else can come in and take our jobs. We've got the power of the law behind us. If this sounds like a completely un-American idea to do this with plumbers, it's even more reprehensible to do it with healthcare. And that's where it's used most often.
Right. And the example I was going to give was restaurants.
Sure. Good one.
Let's ask Burger King, McDonald's, and Wendy's if we need any new restaurants
right.
in town. Oh, you want to open up a business selling homemade meals? No. See, the King guy, the redhead chick with the ponytails and the
Wendy.
Weird clown, they determined that we don't need any additional restaurants, so therefore you go away.
Just don't do it.
Let's go to the phones where we've got someone calling from an undisclosed location listening on TuneIn. CJ, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it's CJ. So I just wanted to share my idea with you about how the Libertarian Party could do some serious damage to the war on drugs. So because we can't all get together and file a class action suit against the federal government, or obviously we can't initiate violence against anyone to stop this stuff, I was thinking what we could do, and I came up with this idea the other day after I ate a bunch of mushrooms, it was like totally tripped my balls off. I was thinking what we could do is the Libertarian Party could get together and sign a petition ordering the federal government to audit Big Pharma and all the companies associated with it, and then any person or while they were conducting the audit, any money that was paid out to a large amount of money that was paid out to a particular politician or any other person in government should be investigated, and then if it's found to be for bribery to keep marijuana or psilocybe cubensis or whatever it might be illegal, then obviously those people should be prosecuted and thrown in prison.
Yeah, and I on the one hand kind of like the idea, but at the same time, there's all kinds of campaign finance stuff. You could dig through the filings to find out who's made contributions to whom. The difficulty is proving that any political contribution was bribery.
Right.
Sure,
if I make a political contribution because I like the things that a particular politician is doing, that's not bribery. But if I give him a contribution and then he just happens to wind up the next week introducing some legislation that we talked about,
right,
is that bribery per se? Like, it's very hard to prove that something is a bribe unless the person explicitly says, this is a bribe. And nobody is dumb enough to do that.
But it's an interesting question. It's an interesting problem you propose. To me, it's one of those things that, to me, as a libertarian-minded guy, on the one hand, I see that you can talk through your contribution. I have freedom of speech.
Right.
That wasn't granted by the government, and I can extend that through my campaign contribution.
Right.
The concern is, how do you put in a whole set of laws that determine what bribery is, what it isn't, and it just ends up being a mess because we got government involved.
CJ, thank you for the call, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.